Towns in 18th century New Mexico were built as enclosures. Outside adobe walls were windowless and doorless. Facing inward were homes and a place of worship. In the center was a plaza. Our last remaining structure of this kind is the time-worn but mostly intact Plaza del Cerro in Chimayo. 3 years ago, to preserve this historic place, Chimayo teamed up with the Santa Fe nonprofit Cornerstones Community Partnerships. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is its director, Jake Barrow. Jake, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
This kind of historic preservation is exactly what Cornerstones was created to do.
Well, that's right. Cornerstones got started in 1986, and it was largely motivated by the deterioration of the rural churches in the upper part of New Mexico. Those communities have been changing for many, many years, and older people were getting older. Younger people were not staying there. The jobs after the Second World War, all of that. And it led to a decline of that culture which had maintained those buildings for so long. And I think people recognized the value of those buildings and how important they were to the heritage of New Mexico. And so a group formed and began to expand out into other arenas, not just the little churches and the little communities. And it was about helping communities who really wanted to save those churches and were motivated to do it. You need that desire and impetus in the community, and then we'll try to help.
And you work to have community involvement, even multi-generational community involvement.
Well, volunteerism is a big part of what we do. And sometimes volunteers are coming from other places. We get a lot of interest. People call us and say, can I come and volunteer? Can I come? I want to go out and help on that. And as long as the community is okay with that, we definitely encourage it.
And you sponsor workshops so people can actually learn how to fix a mud floor or adobe wall.
Exactly. All of our work is structured as a learn-by-doing exercise so that anyone can come, and at whatever level they're at, we'll get them involved in it. And one of the great things about adobe architecture and earthen architecture, it's very forgiving. If you put the mud up on the wall and it's not exactly right, guess what? Just scrape it off and put it back in the bucket, mix it up and put it up again, as opposed to cement and other forms of materials that don't allow you to reverse yourself.
What kind of work is being done at Plaza del Cerro?
The Plaza del Cerro is really a great project, and we were awarded a Save America's Treasures grant to work on a project there. And so we've been working up there since 2017 at the invitation of the Chimayo Cultural Preservation Association, which is an association of community members who have devoted themselves to preserving the culture and heritage of their area. And of course, the Plaza del Cerro is one of the most important places in Chimayo. And well, really, to my way of thinking, it's a very, very important place in New Mexico because it's the last remaining, that I know of, mostly intact, defensive village set up in the 18th century. So it's maybe 24 or 25, probably 30 structures originally walled completely with two little narrow entrances at either end of the plaza for people to get in and close that off to protect themselves from the trouble that was going on during those times. So what we've been doing there is help to preserve the plaza, but it's very complex because it's privately owned, primarily privately owned. There's some other groups that have some land there. The association has some property there, but primarily it's privately owned. And so that makes for a very complicated and challenging environment to work in.
So you progress building by building as they become available to you.
That's a good way to think about it. What happened in this case was the association had acquired a property. Most of these are very small buildings, 500 to 600 square feet, two rooms. And it was in very poor condition. The wall was falling over. The roof was leaking badly. It had been cement stuccoed, so there was lots of problems under that. Windows and doors were gone. And we began to raise funds for it. They provided funds, and they were the impetus behind this. And in the course of several years, we were able to completely stabilize it, fix all the walls, get a new roof on the building, windows and doors in place, and begin to mud plaster it. We just recently finished an earthen floor. It's just absolutely beautiful. And slowly but surely, the building's going to become usable. They're anxious to get in there and start using it. And we're getting very close to that. And so that sort of launched us in the Plaza del Cerro.
So, Jake, what is the goal? What is the aim of the work that you're doing there?
It's to assist the community in preserving the plaza as a symbol, let's say, or as a part, an integral part of the culture and heritage of Chimayo. It's a preservation goal. It's more of an idea of advocating and showing by doing. And so I feel that our cornerstone's role is to do work there that are pilots or that demonstrate that this can be done. Because we have to recognize that in New Mexico and many places, adobe architecture is not necessarily embraced any longer as it was in the 19th, 18th, 17th century. In the 20th century, people gravitated towards new building materials, towards concrete block, the stick building, steel, et cetera, yet the validity of earthen architecture is still very, very viable. And what we like to show is that not only is it viable, but it has certain very attractive aspects that we'd like people to begin to re-recognize. And I would like to say that the plaza is not really abandoned, that there's several people living there. One side of the plaza is well-maintained and occupied. There's a bed and breakfast, a little business there. An architect lives in one of the buildings. There's a studio. And so we'd have to say that maybe 75% of the plaza is not occupied. So there's already a sense that the plaza is definitely savable and definitely livable as people are using that today.
Right. Yeah. And from an architectural point of view, adobe is important because if you want to understand the very idea of New Mexico design, you need to understand where it started. And in these very simple adobe homes, that's it.
That's exactly right. And I like to say that until the 20th century, New Mexico was earthen architecture. Now, when the railroad came and, you know, bricks came in and, you know, you go to Las Vegas and you can see that late 19th century, early 20th century transition. But prior to that, and certainly prior to the Americanization in 1848, this was an earthen place. Right up through Mexico and all the buildings were built of earth and maintained. And of course, the Native Americans prior to the Spanish lived that way. And Taos Pueblo, et cetera, Coronado, all those places were built of earth. And so the tradition really runs deep here. We're talking thousands of years. And so I think one of the great things we have in New Mexico is that connection to our land, because the earth came right out from the spot and made the bricks or did the puddled earth and built the structures and people lived in them. And it's indigenous local architecture without architects. It's built by the people. So,
very important.
Yeah.
The basis for everything we see around us, really. Can the public come and take a look at what you're doing, Jake?
Oh, absolutely. And I would invite them. And I think the way to find out about the Plaza del Cerro, you start at Chimayo History Museum, which is on the plaza. And it's owned and managed by the Chimayo Cultural Preservation Association. It's been there for a number of years. It's a charming museum. It's loaded with artifacts and history and photographs from the plaza. And the person that runs the museum, Dan Aramillo, is a descendant of the plaza. And it's two rooms. And you enter it from the outside of the plaza, the museum. And then from that point, you have an opportunity to go into the plaza and walk around. And Dan or someone from the community might accompany you, or sometimes you go on your own. But it is private property, so it's very important to be respectful and to, as you walk around the plaza or whatever, to understand that even though a building might look vacant, that belongs to someone in that property and they care about it.
Right. I do see in a lot of your literature and pictures from what Cornerstones is doing that you try to involve a lot of young people.
Yeah.
And I would imagine the reason for that is that you want people to continue it.
That's right. And for example, we have a grant from the Catholic Foundation and the Catholic Campaign for Human Development working up in Moore County. And this has been going on for a long time. And recently, last year, for our annual report, we reached out to some of the youth who had worked with Cornerstones many years ago and are now doing other things. And the ones that we could get in touch with had a real rich memory of that. It meant something to them, you know, having one or two summers working on the churches. They may be living in Albuquerque now or someplace else, but they go back home. And it's still in there. It's still a connection. And that's the way I see it staying alive.
Jake Barrow leads the local nonprofit Cornerstones Community Partnerships, which is working with Chimayo to preserve its historic 18th century Plaza del Cerro. Jake, great talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.